when we were learning in yeshiva, the Lama Tes Malacha, so growing up in halacha, we never imagined that it would have anything to do with the creation of the world. But what we're learning is this, we're learning this psicha, we're going to finish the psicha now from Rav Kluger, and hopefully have a little bit of time to get started with the first maimer, which is really explaining on a deeper level and this psicha that is teaching us that the reason that the beginning of the Lama Tes Malachis is Harisha Zriya, Zriya Harisha, Harisha Zriya is the beginning of Lama Tes Malachis, is because that's the beginning of creation. Creation took place in such a way where there was an emptying out, Kiryachal, a clearing away, Harisha. There's a clearing away of Elokus, again, whatever that means, I'm not going into what Tzimtzum is, but a clearing away of the apparent presence of God. Of course, he's everywhere, but clearing away that apparent and obvious overwhelming presence of Hashem to create that empty space, so to speak, that appears empty. That's called the Chalal Panui, the empty space, that vacuum into which there's a kav of light, and from there all worlds would be created through that kav of infinite light that would burst into the Chalal Panui. And that is why the malachas begin with Harisha and Zriya. That Harisha appears to be an act of emptying out. And if you isolate it and you look at Harisha just on its own, then it would seem to be even something which is destructive. It's removing something that was there, and there's no tachlis. It's just an emptying out. But of course, it's the beginning of all the malachas of this world, of planting and creating in this world. So there's the harisha that is on some level the emptying out of what was in order to make room for what can be, what will be. And that's the inyan of that's the deeper meaning of harisha. We're going to learn in this maimer after the psicha how that applies to all different areas of life, this making space in order to allow for planting, for something new. So we're on page Ayin Reish Hei, at the bottom of the page, Ayin Reish Hei. Moshe Dov has sent you a couple of more pages. I think you have two more pages that were sent. I don't know if we're going to get to that, but we'll get to it. At least you have it. Kach B'Charisha. She letzarech zviya, harisha, which is letzarech zviya. Now we learned, he's going to come back to the Gemara that we learned about how the same act, if it takes place in the house, could mean something else. A harisha type of behavior in one's house, in the old days when it was made dirt, and even now there could be, without going into that, you know, how that works. But a harisha type of an act could be, in the house, could be Amalach of Baina, and in the field is Harisha. We saw that. So he explains. Kach b'Harisha shilatzarech zviya b'chem b'chafiras guma b'karka. When you're digging a hole in the ground, shagam hi av malacha shel charish. Digging a hole in the ground is an av malacha of charish. If you're doing this in the field, you're digging a hole. The purpose of that hole is not stam. You're making a hole there in order to plant. So it's charish. So Rav Kluger explains, Kimashmos ha-chol ha-ponui. Because the meaning of chol ha-ponui, when Hashem created the world, he kivyachol removed his light to make room. He dug a hole, so to speak. He created this space, or he emptied out and left this space. Humokam she'en bo to'elus ha-neiras l'ayin. There doesn't seem to be any point to that. In other words, if it were possible, of course it wasn't, but if it were possible for there to be somebody observing Hashem creating the world, it's not possible, but if there was somebody observing, then the reaction would be, whoa, that's it. There's nothing. What happened to Hashem? He's gone. And there's nothing to live for. There's no purpose. So it would seem, when you just isolate and look at the act of Harisha, the emptying out, the making of space, that there's no toelos. There's no There's no purpose. There's no point to this. If anything, it's counterproductive. It's destructive. V'achilik ben guma b'sayach habayis, shehi sheyeches amalachas habayna. The conclusion and the psak of the Rambam is that if one does this in the house to smooth out, let's say there's a to fix up the floor in the house, that would be bayna. That's called building. The ben guma b'sadim, Hashem can, if you do it in the field, she charesh, outside in the field, that's charesh. In the house, that's binder, that's building. Kes ha'avir, what he says here is a very, very big yisod. It's a very deep concept. We could just spend a lot of time talking about this. He says, kes ha'avir shebesoch habayis, I efshol lahachshev kechaloponoi. There's a question really, and he'll bring from the Gemara, I'll just touch upon it. There's a question really in halacha. How do we define the empty space inside of a person's home? Does that belong to him? Does the airspace in the house, does that belong to you or not? What is that airspace in the house? There's nothing in it. What is it? Who does it belong to? It's not filled with anything. It's empty. The truth is, that airspace inside a person's home, it is not considered to be an empty vacuum, an empty space. It's actually considered to be part of the person's space. And halacha, therefore, if there's a violation of that space, even if there's no contact, if there's a violation of that airspace of the house, that's an intrusion. Because that is considered to be the house. The house is everything that's in it. So the there is that empty space in the house, it's not called a completely empty space. Because a person at any moment might decide that he wants to put some appliance that takes up that space. It's his space. And he could put a shelf there that extends into that space. Whatever. He could hang a chandelier and it goes into the space. So, he says, the way that a person uses his house, he doesn't fill up all the airspace of his house. He could, but he doesn't. But it's still called my house. Part of that space, he has things hanging and puts up paintings, whatever. But there's something, a piece of furniture. But part of it not. But it's all called a house. Even a person hangs up some paintings, doesn't cover all the walls with paintings. There's some, some no. So it means that the empty space of a person's house is actually part of the house that the person decides if he wants to use or not to use. But it's called part of the house. You don't see it with your eyes, but it's a part of the house, the empty space. Ugaloshna Gemar. That's Gemar and Shabbos. The beginning of the first parak. Hai besa kaman demal yadami. The house is like a place that is full of your things, of your belongings. As if every molecule of oxygen in that house, if you could see it, that's your house with your address, and every molecule of oxygen belongs to you. It's packed. That's how we look at a house. It's yours. The airspace is your house. Upirish Rashi, dova sosami kol tzad havi, kimolei chafotsam ad gago. Rashi says, the house is enclosed, and it's ki'ilu, it's as if it's filled with objects from the floor to the ceiling, even though it has a lot of empty space. But we look at the house, in terms of ownership, as if it is filled with your possessions. These are your molecules. This is your air. And ki'ilu, it's mole chafotzim ad gago, as if from floor to ceiling, to the roof, it's packed. De'ein aviro choshev ovir. The empty space, the air, is not halachically considered to be empty space or air. It's considered to be your possession. So it's not the empty space in the person's house is not really a chalapanui. It's not really. It looks like it, but it's not really. Kibemes ha avir shebesoch habayis eino nechshev kechalapanui. Even though right now I'm not using this particular spot in the air for anything, but it's not considered to be It's not considered to be an empty space. It's not a chol aponim. Next page. Ha-cha-ovir she-besoicha adama, that's in the house. So in the house, the house is not a place of chol aponim. It's not a place of charisha. I'm not getting into it. There are possibilities of charisha in the house as well, with dirt floor and sweeping and so on. But we're not going into it right now. But the house in of itself, that is not a place of charisha. It's not a place of charisha. Acha'ovir she'besoich ha'adama ein bo kol shimush. Now that's different than the field. In the field, ha'ovir she'besoich ha'adama ein bo kol shimush, the space in the ground is not the space that's going to be potentially used to put up a painting or to hang a chandelier. It's a chol aponui. U'b'shas ha'chafira, therefore, when you're digging a hole out in the field, when you're digging a hole, nidma habor l'mokom chol v'reik. Here we look at this empty space that you made a hole in the ground. We look at it as being mamish an empty space. Now, again, without going right now into the question of ownership, there's a change in terms of ownership down into the ground and so on. How does that work? We're not going into it. But in terms of the ovir, the air, the chol hapanui, the house we see as being a place, regardless of how busy it is, it's a place that's filled with your presence, your possessions and your presence. Every inch, from floor to ceiling, is filled with you. It's not chol hapanui. Mashenikain, the earth outside, we don't look at it in such a way. Is nidma bor l'mokom chol v'reik. There, the hole is just a hole. L'chein asiyas guma, as the person goes outside of his domain, again, barring the discussion of the fact that he owns this chatzah, but he goes outside of his house, and there's a hole, he makes a hole in the ground. L'chein asiyas guma b'karka, now we're talking about charisha. Because charisha has to be modeled after creation, and creation means chol aponui, a disappearance of presence, a disappearance of the owner. That's how God created the world. The owner disappeared. The owner, the creator, owner, the big owner, the balabas, the barnishal, the balabais of the beis of breishes, the bal habeis, balabais, disappeared. He disappeared. It doesn't mean chas shalom, of course, he's everywhere. But, I mean, there are those mekubalim that learn the imamish, but like that. But there is this emptying out. Therefore, when we're talking about land that is not being used for construction and so on. So by making a ditch, a hole in that land, that's a chalapon. Now we're talking about the pnimius of the melacha of charesh. Now, histaklozu, he ends the psicha, and then we're going to explain the rest of the time. We're going to learn what this means. We're going to learn a lot of good things here. Histaklozu, this way of thinking that we just learned, that charisha zviya, creation, chol aponui, the kav and creation and grow and the world, this way of looking, mi'ira b'or yakras es kedushas Yisrael ad heichan magaz. This gives us a little bit of a This way of thinking, gives of looking at Harisha, it gives us a little bit of a taste of the yakras, the preciousness, the yakras of Kedushas Yisrael, of the Kedusha of a Jew, and Heichen Magaz, the greatness of a Yid, Kedushas Yisrael, and Heichen Magaz. What does this have to Kedushas Yisrael? Shekein b'mabad gashmi. If you look at things by mavad gashmi, just with physical eyes, just in a simple and plain way of looking at reality, what connection could there possibly be between a human being, a Jew, whose koritz michoimer himself is made from water and some other ingredients, from flesh and blood, mostly water? What is the connection between that and the breeding place, the empty space that Hashem created, emptied out at the beginning of time in order to create all the worlds? A tall Jew is maybe 6 feet, right? That's already a tall Jew. Usually we don't make him that big. My father, whenever he would see, there was a friend of mine back in high school, Mitch, and he was like 6'4", 6'5". This is before Ushi was born. Before he grew up. But I had a friend of mine, Mitch. He was a good basketball player too. And Mitch, when he would come over to visit, and my father said, he would always say, my father, every time, he was like this Mitch, and my father say, we never saw in the Haim a Yid like this that looked like Mitch. There was never such a thing. He said, only Goyim were like that. He said, we never saw such a Jew like this, like Mitch. My father was always like astonished with Mitch. And so maybe 6 feet already is pretty tall. 6 feet is pretty tall. So you have this Jew, and he used to be in the high school textbooks, $1.98, that's what they used to say of raw materials that a person is made of. Probably now it's up to $5 or $6. I don't know how much it's worth now. Karatz Mechaymer, yeah, he says, Harigoyba Kamos Kishtei Amos, guy's approximately 6 feet, let's say 6 feet tall. Vafim Yala al Binyan, or Eitz Gavor. And even if the guy climbs on top and stands on top of a building or on top of a tree, Adayin Yevosa Nomuch, still he's a little nothing. B'yachas al Klolos Abia, in the vastness of creation, he's a nothing. What's a nothing? Ofer ve'efer, a nothing. There's a ma'aser in the Baal Shem called the Shusi Elenin. It's the Yotzat in Shus, Baal Shem. So ma'aser in the Baal Shem that there was a certain lamdan, a big Talmud Chacham, that he wasn't fond of what was going on at that time, the changes that were taking place, and he didn't he wasn't like Gerus the Baal Shem Tov at all. So once happened that the Baal Shem Tov went, and this Talmud Chacham was sitting and learning, and the Baal Shem Tov, he never saw the Baal Shem Tov. He didn't know what he looked like. But the Baal Shem Tov came and sat down across from this Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham was sitting with his Gemara, and the Baal Shem Tov just sat there. And Talmud Chacham was annoyed, and he said to the Baal Shem Tov, who are you? And the Baal Shem said to him, Anoichi, Ofer ve'Efer. I'm dust and ashes. And then the Baal Shem Tov said, and who are you? And he was quiet for a moment. He saw this is not a plain person. And this Talmud Chacham was quiet, and he said, Anoichi, Ofer ve'Efer. I'm dust and ashes. So Baal Shem Tov said, if I'm dust and ashes, and you're dust and ashes, why can't we be friends? Why can't we get along? If we're both dust and ashes. It's only when one or two think that they're not dust and ashes that we don't get along. It's a very deep story. It's short, but think about it. So, what's a person? He says, even if he gets on top of a building. But b'yachas ha'klolos ha'briyah, he's nothing. Vaf bizmanenu, sheyesh kli tayis. So now, bizmanenu, you think, okay, now you can get out into a plane. And you're a big knacker, you could go flying high up in the sky, you're big. Off from the goiva harakia, you could go all the way up in the sky, a rocket, go high. Hey, gamlam, soifel gvul. They also have, the plane also has a soifel gvul, it runs out of gas, it could, whatever. It's not ain soif. It's not elokus. It's finite. So even if you make yourself bigger by getting into a plane or climbing on a mountain, ad lahechen yigiu, there's a sofa to where a human being can go. So what's a person? In comparison to Shemayim, Ushmei Shemayim, what's a person? The infinite. What's a person? Tzvo Morum Kechov Mad Ein Misper, galaxy, the whole stars and planets, ways. Ubamokim Aposhut V'Anomu Chazeh. So this Jew stands outside someplace, by himself, standing outside in the field. Makom ha'poshet v'anomuch hazeh, small, this little 6 foot person is standing there. Nitzav lo ha'yehudi, this Jew stands. Bal hasada, and he's a farmer, and he's standing out by his field. This farmer. V'nepach le'mekover, and he bends down, and he takes whatever he takes over, and he starts to rake. He starts to plow. He takes the machresha, and he starts to prepare for planting by plowing. At that moment, nepach le'mekover elapula hanizgava hanikras cholapani. At that moment, he becomes a vehicle, an expression, an extension, a manifestation of the Creator himself, who created the world by emptying out the space to make room for something beautiful. That's what he becomes at that moment. How could it be that I'm a finite person, a small nothing, and the Baruch Shalom is Ein Sof, and he has given me this ability to be a Merkava for that midah of creation which took place by way of the Histalkus Chalapon. Think if we could think about that, about this in Yecharisha, we're going to see beginning in the next parak, maybe we'll get to a little bit tonight, with the first parak here. Silence is called Charisha, right? To be silent. Charish. Charish. Some Charisha, to be silent. Deaf, silent. Lacharosh, lacharish means silent. In order that your child should grow, you have to be silent. The parent has to be silent. If the child lives in the overwhelming presence of a parent, and the parent doesn't empty himself out of that space, the child can't grow. So you have these parents that are every moment they're hovering over the kid, they're suffocating the kid. They don't empty themselves out of that space. They don't make a chol ha'panui. If there's no chol ha'panui, there can't be a new world. Hashem made the world with charisha. Charisha means silence. It means that there are things that you watch your kid doing and saying that are crazy, and you have to keep your mouth closed. You know why? Because the kid has to find out on his own. The kid has to be able to grow. And in order for that kid to grow, mommy and daddy have to take a step back. That's how Hashem made the world. Mommy and daddy have to know how to be silent. It's the biggest chachma, not to say what you think. We're so used to in yeshiva, everything you have, and arguing and yelling and screaming back and forth, every idea you have and fighting over Taisus or Gemara. And then you think that that's how you're going to be menatzeach in your house with your wife and with your kids. And those are the ones that lose everything, Galalena. The ones who are the big menatzechim. They stand without their wives and kids holding up a flag that they won. But they have nothing in life because they didn't make space for anybody in their lives. And in order to make space, you have to be silent. You have to watch things that are hard for you to watch and to be quiet. That's called charisha. Still. Emptying out yourself from that place. So that your kids should be able to grow. Because if you fill every single part of your kid's life, they don't grow. The kid doesn't grow. It might look like he's growing. And that silly father or mother, the kinds that are constantly every single inion of the kid's life, they don't let the kid never can do anything. I think they use a helicopter, they said. Yeah, such a lesson I heard. You know, hovering over. You have these parents there with a kid. You could have a mother and a daughter that's like, she's labor. The girl doesn't have her own life. The mother's or a father. You have like that. And we're all, you know, sometimes guilty of that. But there are people that was mamish. And they feel that they raised, you know, they see when the kid's little that the kid's obedient. And they think, look what I made. I made such a kid. Look at this kid that I planted, I grew this beautiful kid, but that plant doesn't usually, it wilts relatively quickly. Because you can't create something if you don't empty out that space. That's the chol ha'panui. Everything in life, you have to take a step back. There has to be a stalkus. That's how Hashem made the world. That's called charisha. So all of a sudden we have, so we have here a human being, a little nobody. And that moment when he takes up the plow, he's in that melacha, of the chala hapanui. Remember, we're talking about how these lamates melachas could be either used in a way that are that's physical, mundane, perhaps even constructive / destructive too. Or the perspective of Pnimius is how each one of the lamates melachas is a way of building ourselves and building the world, mamish, of creating. And Shabbos we came to that melacha in the way of physical creation. Hashem wants us on Shabbos to use that melacha in a way of ruchnius creation, of ruchnius. So that means that the yesod of the melacha of Charesh is this emptying out. And the person has simple amun, like we learned by the Zoraya, by the one who's planting. He's mamen b'chai olamim, pasech b'avodas ha'adami. This farmer sings a niggun and starts working on the field. Mamshech darkes or Hashem is b'chai olam hasiya, and he's doing the Baruch Shalom's work. He's making a place in the world for something unbelievably great and beautiful. That's what he's doing by Charisha. The mice itself, again, someone's watching from the window, says, hey, you're messing up the ground. What are you doing? What are you making a hole over there? That's how somebody would have said when they saw God creating the world. Hey, what are you doing? What are you making a hole over there? And the Rosh says, right. And it's the same way when you and I have, when we feel that Hashem is making a hole in our lives, you know? So we have tinnitus. We say, well, Hashem, the Rosh is making a hole. It hurts. Something that hurts. And we don't like. Hashem says, this hurts you, but what I'm doing is called Charisha. I'm emptying out a space for something greater. But only a person who has big emunah can know that that's believe in that. That when a person is, God forbid, going through a difficulty or going through a tragedy, instead of seeing it as something which is just overturning and destroying, but to see it as Charisha, which is making the space for something higher, something greater. Which many times a person sees himself even in this world. Oftentimes we don't see it while we're in this world. But that's the Charish. That's an amazing thing. That machshav of what Charish is. The machshav of Charish. Pesach, what is Adom? Mamshech darkes, or Hashem is b'chol masiyah, and you're drawing into the same way the kav, the light of Hashem, and you're planting, and there's going to be a tree here with flowers or with fruits, whatever, something beautiful. The kav of light of Hashem's presence. And your mark on creation, your own kav and creation, that you planted these apples, you planted these pears, and you made this kav into creation by emptying chalal panitza. That's the machshav of Charisha. I just read that. Yeah, the last paragraph. V'soif ma'isa shalafias apas. Now those malachas on the seder of Siddur de Pas. Beginning with Zareya, Chareya, Zareya, and then ending with finally baking the bread. Then we have other malachas, but those are malachas of Siddur de Pas. So the Soif Maise, this guy began the Maise by standing on the field and digging. And people were screaming at him, what's the matter? What are you doing there? You're messing up the ground. And the end of this malacha that began sometime before, a couple of months before, that began by knocking into the ground. The end of this malach is taking a delicious, fresh loaf of bread or a challah out of the oven. That's the end. It's the sof ma'isa, shalafias apas. But that sof ma'isa of having this challah is notes. It all comes from the machshava tchila, from that first thought. The first thought that when it happened, it hurt. It looked like it was something that was destructive. It was painful. The machshava tchila. Shemalach is a charisha. The malach of charisha, of plowing. Shek shalatzma, he is askus im heder v'cholol. Which the act of plowing itself is an act of causing there to be an emptiness. A heder. Something is lost. Something is missing. The ground is... That's what it looks like. That's how it began. That's how everything in the world is. When Mashiach comes, it's all Saif Ma'isa Machshav Etchila. Then we're going to say, oh, that which I thought was the worst time of my life, Hashem was really planting, and That's how everything is. Ach lev ha-Yehudi godush be'amun ha-pekdushis Yisrael. The heart of a Jew is packed with this belief in Kedushas Yisrael. Shehu ba'atzmai, that he has within himself, that his life, every minute of his life, is meaningful. And that he is Hashem's shliach in this world, also to plow and to plant. And that his life is also all about plowing and planting. And all of creation is plowing and planting. That's all of creation. Ima guf ha-gashmi, that this guf ha-gashmi, physical body that was standing out there in the field all by himself with a plow, tachlis b'yas kol ha'ilmos kulam, that this yid is the tachlis of the creation of all worlds. Hashem created all worlds. Hashem made that first chol ha'ponui, that beginning, the first. Hashem made the chol ha'ponui, and the tachlis was us, me and you. That's the tachlis. This guy standing out there, that's the tachlis of the chol ha'ponui. This person, he's the tachlis of the chol ha'ponui. B'shvili nevarilim, b'shvili yisrael, shnegur reishis, bikurim, reishis priyat masach, the beginning, the first fruits. That's Yisrael, that's a Jew. Omi ma'yise yodov, noichach p'nei havaya, oisig b'tikon ha'olamos. And that with every act of a person's hands, with this farmer's hands, he is oisig b'tikon ha'olamos, with Hashem's, the same way that Hashem created the world in such a way, this farmer is creating the world in such a way. Avodas habirurim shall see us a pass. All the avoda of birurim until you have that piece of that loaf coming out of the oven. All of the work and all the knacking and the cleaning and the separating and the winnowing and all the melachos of life that's called all the birurim of life that we go through until finally, self ma'aseh machshava tchila. All the stuff that it takes that you put into your kid, all the melachos, the sidur, the pas in your kid, until finally it pays off. And the kid comes out, you know, oh Hashem, became a nice challah. Until then, all the birum and all the malachas and all the things that seem to be so hurtful and painful and difficult and all of the charisha, that until finally, through all of the years of birum, you see soif maisi, you see. And the whole world is like that. Mashiach will come. It's the whole Indian of Hazarim b'dimba b'rini yiktsaru. That then we'll see, because when Mashiach comes, it'll be the challah coming out of the oven. That's when Mashiach comes, it'll be the challah coming out of the oven, and then I don't know what's going on. Huh? It's the microphone. So So that and the whole Indian of Mashiach is that after all of the birurim that we'll be zeichet to see what was the tachlis of all of those holes, of all of the knacking, of all of the pain, of all of the disappointments, of all of the plowing, and what was it, and then you planted, and what came of the planting. Nothing came of the plant. Nothing. I planted it, it didn't last, died. And that's what he says. Look, Pnei Havaya Oisek B'tikun Ha'olamus Ma'avoydes Ha'birurim Shalasiyas Ha'pas L'sakin Oilam B'malchus Shin Dalad Yud. That you and I have the schus as Jews every single moment of our lives. They were working this malacha of L'sakin Oilam B'malchus Shin Dalad Yud. That we were given the ability from the beginning, chalapanui, all of the malachas that we're going to get Hashem to learn, of l'sakin oil malchus shin dalad yud, we should be zeichet to see it finished. B'mehav yameinu amen. Amen. All right, so we'll begin with Hashem next week with the maimer of Acharis Hadashtik.